I think that the premier should be looking at what he could be doing with the carbon pricing revenue that he's not investing in helping New Brunswickers reduce their energy consumption. Of the 160 some million dollars raised last year, only 36 million was invested in climate action. And of that, the vast majority went to government to spend on its own projects and to nuclear that won't deliver, if anything at all, for the next 10, 15, 20 years. So what he should be doing is taking the carbon pricing money, especially that increase, and ramping up programs in New Brunswick, particularly targeting low and moderate income households, to completely retrofit their homes, help them get out of gas guzzling vehicles and into efficient and or electric vehicles, and to retrofit their homes so they can save up to 20 to 50% in their energy costs. That's the solution here, is to get off fossil fuels and to get off wasteful energy consumption so we can accelerate the transition to renewables.
Do you think that the increased cost of fuel that we're seeing right now will accelerate the adoption of these kinds of measures in general from a consumer standpoint? Do you think it'll cause people to decide to go out and buy an EV, for example?
Yes. So we know price obviously influences decisions in terms of what the public's interested in. When gas prices are higher, we know the sales of efficient vehicles goes up. We know there will be more interest in heat pumps and, you know, adding more insulation and getting better windows and those kinds of things. So we do know that price helps with that. The key thing around price is that it's a greater incentive if people know that the cost is increasing over time. So if people perceive this as a short-term blip, for example, they may not change their consuming and purchasing habits just yet. We do know, though, that this is in many jurisdictions, European Union, particularly US is obviously going to be another jurisdiction. But, you know, there's an opportunity here for the geopolitical context to drive and accelerate the transition to renewable energy, which will decrease over time the cost of our energy supply because it's non-polluting. We have to make an investment in the short term, and that's what carbon pricing is for. So, you know, not only do you use that money, instead of we're wasting it in New Brunswick. I mean, we're throwing it to government things they should have been doing already. We're reducing excise taxes on gasoline, which help people consume more, not less. And the rest of it's going to tax cuts. None of that is being directed toward the strategic investments we need to clean up our electricity system and get people into very energy efficient consumption in terms of their own operations, whether it's households or businesses. So we need a better attitude, and asking the federal government to delay the carbon price might be politically interesting, but it's not helpful from a consumer point of view in the long run. Hmm.
So in terms of people getting squeezed, obviously, you know, a lot of people, working people are seeing their budget stretched because of these rising fuel prices. Do you think that the appropriate response to that, or part of the response, would be these kinds of investments in energy efficiency?
Yes, so there's obviously the acute problem, right? People are feeling the pinch this minute, and it takes time to shift your vehicle or shift your household, shift your business, shift infrastructure, clean up the electricity system. I get that. But we do have programs that are here now to help low and moderate income households. So if the premier was really interested in helping the people who need it the most, these prices, as high as they may seem, are not a bother for people who are in the higher income brackets, right? It's not a bother for people who already have electric vehicles. It's not a bother for people who don't travel that much. But it is a bother if you are somebody who's must travel and you are living on a tighter income. So what should you do? It's not a matter of reducing the carbon price. It's a matter of directing the carbon price to solve problems that we have today. One of them is just this year. The government canceled the $100 rebate to low-income households for energy costs. Let's put the grants back to help people in low-income households immediately. The premier could do that today. Reinstate the $100, increase the amount to account for what we need today, ensure that we're adjusting the amount available to low and moderate income households, and then reinvest the rest into getting us off fossil fuels. That's the solution. And the premier is, I think, playing political here by shifting the blame for the situation to the federal government when we know it's a global issue. The premier's got his hands on the carbon pricing money. It's up to him to invest it wisely, and he's not done so.